Hey, 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 what's going on, Podcast Nation? It's Jason Harris here. We're at NADA 2024 with my man, Peter Duffy. What's up, Peter? How you doing?
Jason? Good.
So good to see you. Well, hey, Peter, we're going around talking to some, you know, smart people that I know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the question right now we're asking everybody is like, hey, it's 2024.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of things have changed. I mean, we're in an industry of constant change, right?
Sure.
But, you know, from an operations perspective, you know, what do we need to be focusing on? I'd love to get your thoughts on this, man.
I think focusing on what's working, right? And using the tools that you already have or that you've already invested in, those different vendors and so forth, and really using them to their greatest potential. And if you're not, what you ignore, you allow, right? We talked about this the other day.
That's very true, man.
And so yeah. If you don't like that service, move on to something that is good. And that segues into, there's a lot of AI out there, right?
Yeah, there's enough of that.
There's a reason Apple doesn't say AI. Did you notice that? In everything, even with the glasses and everything.
I'm glad you actually bring up Apple, you know, because for one of the companies being so technologically advanced, they're really like, it's a people tech.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's tech for the people. That kind of sometimes I find the other way around. And our automotive industry is kind of in that weird, funky space right now where
sure.
It's like, we got some new buzzwords. We're going to talk about like this.
Yeah.
But I'm getting a little annoyed by maybe some of
like
the language
squirrel.
Out there. Right?
AI, right?
Yeah, it's squirrel. It's AI. But it's also like, hey, we can replace your... I'm like, no. We're in a people business. This is, no matter what, this is a people business.
Sure. I guess the point is if you have something that you have purchased and you haven't used it yet, it's probably a good idea to try to exploit that before exchanging it for something labeled AI.
Yes.
Right? Like 100%. Just like, oh, we have AI now. Like that's not how it works. You have to use the thing in order for that thing to work.
Absolutely. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit more about people, man, because I know me and you, we love our people, right?
I do.
You know, and you know, every business, it's the foundation of it, right? And you know, in our industry, we've said this for many, many, many years. We're in the people business.
Right.
But are we really in the people business? I mean, don't get me wrong, guys. There's some amazing operators out there, and I know who you are. All right, you guys truly are in the people business. But I still think, you know, we have this tendency of kind of looking towards our technology and, you know, kind of seeing like, well, we can let our technology kind of replace, you know, kind of that people and process. We'll let the technology kind of take over. But at the end of the day, this is still a people business. And it's how we treat those people, but also how we develop those people.
How you lead them, right?
Yes.
Being a good leader means making others' jobs easier.
Yes.
So the easier that you can do that, the better. And we try to do the feedback loop where we are setting an expectation. We're going to measure that thing, whatever that task is, and then we're going to provide feedback. And that is kind of how things work. And as I've been interviewing different dealers and stuff for Dealer Image Pro and trying to align our goals with theirs or their goals with ours, more like, over the last quarter, I would say, of 2023, so we can know what we want to do for 2024.
Sure.
What I'm finding is almost everyone is, it boils down to people. And in our case, at least in the dealer space, and likely so, you're trying to sell cars, you're trying to run a business, but the best thing you can do is invest immediately that time in the people and setting expectations at your dealership and creating that process. And then you'll be able to fly, right? Because a little time now pays off a lot later. But if you just let that thing fester, man, you're not getting anywhere.
No, but you're so right, though. Like, I mean, look, developing your people, coaching your people, it's a time allocation, right? And I like kind of what you were kind of alluding to is the intentionality of your time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, look, people, their culture, their goals in life don't just happen because they happen, right?
No.
And it's just like us being leaders, you know, both in our own businesses, but then also the amazing leaders that come out to great events like this.
Sure.
You know, like one of the things I found, I've had the opportunity to interview like thousand amazing leaders,
right?
And I will tell you this, there's a very consistent trait that I've seen in all of them is that they're intentional leadership. So that means they find the time or they purposely intentionally schedule the time.
The good ones do.
Yeah, the good ones do. Why do you know, I think that this can be done, anybody can do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, like I said, I aspire to be the leader that the people that I lead want me to be,
yes.
right? And I, you know, I can only speak from what I did and what I'm observing.
Yes.
And what I'm observing right now from, I don't know, 20, 30 different people you probably know in the industry that I've talked with is it, that at the dealership level, we need more leadership. And yeah. And again, what does that mean?
Not leadership in the sense of position. I know where you're going.
No,
with this. Yeah.
I mean, taking, okay, let's say this. Any one of these software companies yep. will give you 30 leads.
Sure.
Okay. You're the general manager of an auto dealership. Walk right out there in the showroom floor. Yes. And if those salespeople are sitting there on their phones, what you want to say is, have you logged into that program that we bought for $3,000 a month
yeah.
and looked at all the leads that we have for the potential cars coming in? And you too, and you too, and you too. And that's what you guys should be doing all the time, every day, all the time.
Yes.
And so
well, it's commitment.
That seems like a reasonable ask of people that you are paying to do something and not wait for the up bus.
Wait for the up bus. Just so you
guys I just
know,
learned about the up bus. I have no idea what the up bus is until right now.
I'm so glad that I got to teach you yeah. that little nugget out there. Yeah, now look, since we kind of got our fun, our serious chat out,
yeah.
and we are talking about people, out of the side of my eye, as we've been walking,
yeah.
I believe there's a man back there talking on a banana.
He is.
Is that actually, like,
he's my shadow. No. He is, his real name is Quinn Wilson. And as you know from our videos, I hope you're going to yep. throw some B-roll
Absolutely.
In this to show who he is. That's Cowboy Quinn. And
Cowboy
so
Quinn.
We do these kind of cinematic Dealer Image Pro videos that we love to do. And Cowboy Quinn is the star. We have him 100% on a retainer. He does UGC for us, user-generated content.
Yep.
Sometimes we have him do a little video and we send it off to the dealer so they get to see him.
Yeah.
And whenever he's walking around, I mean, I sat, this wasn't this show, but at Digital Dealer, I went to get a coffee and there were these girls in front and the girl went to go pick up a banana and she goes, did you see the banana cowboy guy? And I was like, yes. So it's working. So now we have him kind of as a fishing lure out here, and our salespeople are walking
around. I think there's a lesson to be learned here as well, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, look, you know, going back to people, like, and we were talking pretty seriously about people, but there is such a fun element, all right, to the people that we bring into our business and
yeah.
the people that we have come and engage and represent our businesses, you know,
right.
and I think more dealers out there need a banana talking cowboy.
A banana man?
A banana man.
He's known as the banana man now too, yeah. I think the thing that I think we want people to know about Dealer Image Pro is when we get to business and when we get to doing yep. what we're doing for you, we're ultra serious about our process because we know that it works. And then outside of that, on LinkedIn, in our yep. videos, in our social, if we got you to laugh, I mean that we just want to have fun. You know what I mean? And
Absolutely.
And if we're not having fun doing our work, then I mean, how boring is that?
That's right.
Yeah.
So there you go, guys. Have fun with your people. Peter, this has been so much fun. I really appreciate you, man, taking the time to
you
jam
too.
With me today.
Thank
this
you
has
so
been
much.
A lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks for watching, everyone. You guys have a wonderful day.
Cool. Thank you so much.